The Man in the Iron Mask.
An island has been found, an island where Edmund Marchiali may spend the rest of his days so that nobody will guess that he and the King of France are twins. Edmund immediately thinks of his beloved Marguerite and asks the king if she may be brought there too so that he can marry her. The king immediately becomes interested.
Well, Edmund, aren't you going to tell me more?
There's nothing more to tell, Your Majesty.
It's just that I'm in love with this woman. And if I'm to spend the rest of my days on an island, I'll be content if she is with me.
Well, I see no objection to that. Do you, Letellier?
It is what Your Majesty says.
Oh, no objection at all. I don't deny you happiness, Edmund. After all, you are my twin brother, and why shouldn't my twin brother be happy, even if the king is not? Fate is a strange mistress, Letellier. Here is this brother of mine in a dungeon, and I sitting on the throne in the palace, and of the two, I do declare he will be the happier. What's she like, this madame of yours? Fair to look upon?
I prefer not to discuss her.
Oh. So now you're being taciturn, Edmund. You should be endowed with a little of my generous quality.
You? With generous quality?
Oh, my dear Edmund, I was ready and willing to stand by and allow you to be the husband to the Infanta Spain. Now, if that is not being...
Stop this talk! You hear me? Stop it!
Now he shows his teeth, I tell you. Have a care, Edmund, otherwise you will not be able to snap or bite or snarl at all. Remind me, Letellier, to make sure that the heavy iron mask is delivered to the island also, just in case my dear brother becomes truculent. And now then, where were we? Oh, yes, your lady love. In spite of your rudeness, Edmund, I'll not stand in your way. Where can she be found? I'll have her delivered to the island.
I would rather take her there myself.
What? Oh, you're not suggesting that I should allow you at large in the city?
You allowed me to be free in the palace.
Well, the way you snarled just now, I'm not sure that I trust you, Edmund. No, give me her address, and I will send her to you.
I'm afraid I'm not in a position to do that.
Oh, don't you think I will send her?
I would rather find her myself. You have nothing to fear from me, Louis.
Louis?
Yes, Louis. You are, after all, my brother. And I wouldn't wish you any harm. I swear, Louis, that if you allow this woman to come to the island and live the rest of her life with me, I'll do anything you say, anything.
Except give me the whereabouts. Oh, you don't trust me, brother mine.
Trust you?
And yet, I trusted you with the Infanta. I'm thinking that this woman must be a rare beauty. Oh, well, let me know if you've changed your mind, brother. In the next few days, arrangements will be made to deliver you to the island. When you become lonely and pine for this mysterious beauty, send word to me. Perhaps I may fetch her myself and deliver her to her haven of love.
Give me the mirror, Louisa.
Yes, Your Highness.
Are you satisfied with my hair?
I have never seen it look so beautiful. There must be 1,000 curls and ringlets. France will be very proud of you. And in this breathless wedding gown of heavy satin, you are like something from another world. And yet, Your Highness, today you are not so happy.
He worries me, Louisa. This King of France is such a strange man. He's almost like two men.
Two men?
Yes. When first I met him, I hated the sight of him. And then when he saved my life, when I hurried to his rooms and thanked him, he was kindness itself. There was a soft light in his eye, a soft note in his voice. And then suddenly, it was the day we were married according to the Spanish custom. He spoke to me shockingly, Louis. Shockingly.
Oh, Your Majesty. Your Highness, you must not cry. This is your wedding day.
Oh, what did he say? He treated me as though I were the lowest of the low from one of the taverns on the Seine. Oh, he was horrible. I think it must be the wine that changes him so. I only hope that from today onwards he may change. I am willing to be a good wife to him, Louisa, to bear him sons and to make him happy. Because there is good in him, so much that is good. Open the doors and tell the others to come in, Louisa. There is the train to be fastened on, the appendix to be looked at. And then, in an hour's time...
In an hour's time, you face the country that will be yours. I can see it all happening before my eyes. The crowd-lined streets, the church bells, the great tables groaning with food and wine, and you with the King of France at your side. Listen, bells are ringing. Tell Paris that this is my marriage day.
Tell the others to come in. Let us make ready.
Oh, your majesty, never in the history of this city have I ever seen such enthusiastic crowds.
Never have I been less enthusiastic, my dear Natalia.
Maria Theresa here present for thy lawful wife, according to the rite of our Holy Mother Church.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you to be upstanding and toast the health of the royal couple. Long live our gracious king and our beautiful queen.
Long live our gracious king and our beautiful queen.
Let more wine be brought in, more food. This banquet will continue throughout the night.
Oh, no more wine. Please, Louis, don't drink any more wine.
And why not, my pretty? Wine makes you look more beautiful than ever. More desirable than ever.
Oh, no, Louis, no, please.
Ah, here come the acrobats. Hey, will you look at the way they tie themselves into knots?
Could you twist and turn like that, Maria?
Oh, Maria, why do you shrink? I'm your husband, your protector. When your king is with you, you have nothing to fear. Nothing.
Your Majesty, the master of the royal bedchamber has snuffed the candles since it is daylight. Otherwise, all your orders have been carried out.
Well, tell them all to get out. Valets and the lackeys, everybody. The night is over. The most wonderful banquet that's ever been given in this palace, Maria. And all in honor of a foreign princess who now belongs to France. And to me.
Have I your permission to retire, Your Majesty?
Yes, you have. And send out orders that there's to be no noise in the palace. The sun may be coming up, but the palace goes to bed.
Yes, Your Majesty. Good night, Your Majesty.
Good night. Good morrow, you mean? Look at the sun streaming through. Good morrow to you, Letelier.
And a good night to you, Your Majesty. May your life among these people be a very happy one.
Thank you, Monsieur Letelier.
So, it's all over. The wedding, all the ceremonies, the banquet, and now you are Queen of France. What does it feel like to be Queen of France, eh? What does it feel like?
Oh, you're very drunk, Louis. I asked you not to drink.
You asked me. My dear Maria, you're starting very soon, aren't you, to tell your husband what is to do and what is not to do?
I shall drink when I like and where I like. Do you hear? Where and when I like. Now, don't step backwards. Don't sink into a corner. I'm not going to hit you. Come here, come here. Let me look at you.
Yes, I thought you were an ugly duckling when first you arrived in Paris, but lately, and especially today, I think you'll make a handsome queen. Yes. Those rich red lips. Yes, hold up your face. Those provocative lips.
Louis, I'm going to my apartment. I don't like you when you're in your cup.
Now, just a moment.
Let me go, please. Let me go. Yeah. Louis, I don't want to be the Queen of France. Please understand that. I didn't want to come here. I didn't want to be queen. I wanted only to be left alone.
Left alone with your husband, yes?
No!
Yes.
No!
Come back, Maria! Come back! Maria! Maria! Unlock that door, Maria! You wildcat! Wait till I'm out of these cups! Wait till my hands are steady and my feet are steady! I'll teach you as master around here, you Spanish spitfire!
On the other side of the door, Maria Theresa, weeping hysterically, sank down on the couch, bewildered and frightened. How was she to know that the man that she thought she had loved on the night of the ball was a different person entirely? Make sure you hear the next interesting chapter of The Man in the Iron Mask.